We're learning Siman Mem Vav and a little bit of Siman Mem Zayin today. The Ramah at the end of Siman Mem Vav has a comment here about Kriya Shema, which we recite not as part of the Seder HaTfilos, but rather Kriya Shema that we recite in the morning before Karbonos. And the Ramah is going to touch on the question that I want to raise today about Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vav. We know that in Kriyat Shema, between the first Pasuk of Shema and V'yahavta, we recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod. So we want to understand why, under what circumstances do we recite that, and is it a hefsek between Shema Yisrael and V'yahavta? Obviously it's not, but the question is why not? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, which you'll see on the top of your page, Hakorei Kriyat Shema, Shu Gomer Posuk Rishon, Omer Balachash, please emphasize the word Balachash, we'll come back to that, Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso Liolim Voed. And of course, the Rambam indicates that we must recite Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso Liolim Voed. However, we do so Balachash, and the Rambam is going to address the question, why Balachash? And then the Rambam says, V'chozer v'korei kedarko, now he's ready to continue in the same way that he started, b'kol ram, if you will, V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha ad sofa, until the end of Kriyat Shema. And the Rambam dedicates this entire halacha, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, to Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed. And he asks, V'lama karen kein? Why do we add that? After all, it's not in Torah's Moshe, it's not in the Parshios Kiksoma, and the Rambam answers, Nesora Sibi Odeinu, Shebeshah Shekiveitz Yaakov Avinu Esbono V'Mitzrayim, V'Shas Nesoso, Tzivon V'Zirzom Al Yichud Hashem, Yaakov Avinu's purpose at this moment in time was to be Mizaris, his sons, on Yichud Hashem, V'al derech Hashem, shaholach ba'avram, v'yitzhak oviv, v'shalosam, v'yomar b'bonai. The Rambam doesn't tell you exactly why Yaakov Avinu had this nervous tension. He has this anxiety that maybe his children are not ready for Yichud Hashem. We'll try to clarify that from the Gemara of Sofim, which is the source of the Rambam. V'amalahem b'bonai, he says, maybe amongst us, shema yesh b'neichem paslus, b'chem paslus, maybe someone is posel. We saw that by Avram Avinu, he had Yishmael, we saw that by Yitzhak, he had Esau. Misha'eno omid ibi b'yichud Hashem, is there someone who doesn't stand with me together to dedicate ourselves to Yichud Hashem? And the Rambam compares it to Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of Chumash. At the end of the Chumash, he says, "Pen yesh bochem ish o isha asher por rosh v'blano," etc., etc. Anu kulam v'amru shma Yisrael Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad. Very dramatic presentation here in the Rambam. Klomar shma mimenu avinu Yisrael Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad. We are with you. We're all dedicated to Yichud Hashem. Posach hazoken v'amar Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso Liolam Vod. That this statement of Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso is the statement that Yaakov Avinu wanted to convey to his sons, and that statement of Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso is a Yichud Hashem, and he waited to see first if all his sons were on board ready for Yichud Hashem, and then he responded, Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso Liolam Vod. Lefichach, Nagu Kol Yisrael Lomar Shevach Sheshibech bo Yisrael azokin achar posuk zeh. After the posuk Shema Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu added a shevach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. And our minhag, says the Rambam, is to duplicate what Yaakov Avinu did and recite this shevach to HaKadosh Baruch. The source for the Rambam is the Gemara of Pesachim on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbanon. The Brisa now quotes a sheet of Rabbi Meir. Now, what we're going to see here in Rabbi Meir is the way it was originally. Shema Yisrael and the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema was a little bit different than we have it today. Back in the day, they did not recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Liolam Vod. That was a later minhag. So he writes that lo hayim afsikin. In other words, after Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Rabbi Meir insists that there was no hefsek. Rashi says, what does it mean there was no hefsek? Bein echad levia hafta. In other words, in reading the parshios, we have to read the parshios kiksavam, the way that they're written. We cannot be mafsik in the middle of the parsha. And therefore, as soon as we complete Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, immediately, Rabbi Meir insists, without waiting, without delay, without any distraction, we recite V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. So we now have entered into V'ahavta. We're now continuing in the Kriyas HaParsha. Rabbi Yehuda has a different shita. And here's where the Gemara quotes Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is the one who gives us the insight as to why our minhag does not reflect what we saw in the original Brisa as it was back in the day of Rabbi Meir without any hefsek. And he says the following. He says that Vayikra Yaakov el Bonov, at the end of Sefer Breishis in Parshas Vayichi, Yaakov gathers together, he summons his children, the Yomar, and he says, Hey Osfu Vagidu Lachem, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen, Biachris Hayomim, at the Ketz Hayomim, and Bikesh Yaakov Legalis Lubon of Ketz Hayomim. Niskalcha Bimena Shechina. So Yaakov gets very anxious about it. Where's the Shechina? And therefore he says, Yaakov Shema, perhaps Chas V'Shom Yesh B'mis Tosi Psul, Kavram, Ki Yitzchak, Amru Lubon of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad, we're all on board here, there's no Psul. Amru Kishem She'en V'Libcha L'Echad, Kach Ein V'Libeinu El Echad. And we're all together in unison, dedicated to Hashem Echad. Bi'osa Shah Pasach Yaakov Avinu V'Yomar, Baruch She'en Kvod Malchuso V'Yolam Vod. So what I'd like to understand here is what seems to be Lefianis Daiti to be something very revolutionary. We're reading Parshios in the Torah. There are three Parshios that form the essence, the backbone of Kriyat Shema, a mitzvah d'oraisa, twice a day, b'shavucha v'kumecha, and we're injecting into this reading of the Parshios a statement, a shevach, of Yaakov Avinu, Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso. The original minhag, as Rabbi Meir formulated, is that a mafsikin, we cannot be mafsik in the middle of the kriya. You're reading the parshas in the Torah. What gives you the right to add something as a tosefes diburim? It might be very nice to embellish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his kvod malchuso, his li'olam vaed, but how could you wedge that in to the kriyas haparshios? So this minhag that the Rambam codifies here at the beginning of Hilchas Kriyat Shema, and the Ramah here at the end of Mem Vav is going to make a comment about this, and how important it is to add Baruch Sheikot Malchuso, we're going to get to a machlokas about whether or not you're yotzi the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema if you omit Baruch Sheikot Malchuso. Two shittas in Rishonim. How could it be? How could it be that we take a Shevach of Yaakov Avinu and we inject it right there in the middle of Kriyat Shema, between the first pasuk and the second? Rabbi Meir says, "Ein mafsikin," and that's the way it was before this minhag evolved. So I thought the following: could it be that the Takanas Chachamim was so powerful that, based on Yaakov Avinu, Chachamim instituted and injected Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso Li'ol Avod into the Matbeah of Kriyat Shema? It becomes part of the Chefts of Kriyat Shema. The authority of the Chachamim is such that when it comes to the Matbeah of Kriyat Shema, they can take something which Yaakov Avinu expressed and place it into Kriyat Shema.
But sorry, the Doraisa of Kriyat Shema, do you have to say the first pasuk and then the whole second?
So that many shittas in Rishonim, you know, that with the first pasuk is the Doraisa, the first parish is the Doraisa, the first two parishes is the Doraisa.
Perhaps, well, according to, if only the first pasuk is the Doraisa, then it's easy to explain how they inserted it, because
correct, but Rabbi Meir certainly doesn't hold like that. Rabbi Meir doesn't allow you to be mafsik because he wants to see a connection here in the parshios. So what I'm suggesting is, listen to what I'm saying, Rafal, and again, I'm scared to say what I'm saying, you know, I'm sittering. But I'm grappling with the following problem. How could it be it's a hefsek? The answer is it's not a hefsek. Why? Because the chachamim are koveh at bay of Kriyat Shema. We find such a concept in tefillah. But then again, it doesn't bother me in tefillah if the chachamim are koveh at matbeh of tefillah, because there is no matbeh of tefillah on the Doraisa level. But here in Kriyat Shema, we have to read the Parshas Kiksov. Do the Rabbanan have the power to change the Matbea and inject something into the Kriyat Shema, into the Ksamam, such that now it becomes part of Kriyat Shema? It's part of Guf Kriyat Shema. It becomes, if you will, a heft of Kriyat Shema. To such an extent that we'll see Mefarshim, Rishonim, that are going to say that it's Likuva. That if you omitted Baruch Shem from Malchusol and Vod, once the Chachomim made this Takada, and the Takada was based on a Takada that came way before the Chachomim, it was the Takada of Yaakov Avinu, that was accepted as a Takada to change the Matbea of Kriyat Shema. So now it's still considered Kiksov. Why? Because the Baruch Shem from Malchusol becomes now integrated into the very Kriya, into the very Heft of the Ksa. Of Kriyat.
But he also mentions over here in Siman Mevav, he says that only
you're a couple paragraphs ahead of me. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We'll get to the basis.
Only by saying Baruch Shem Kevamav Salom Ba'ed, that proves that you're saying Kriyat Shema.
Very strange. Very strange halacha. He says that the kavana. He says the exactly the kavana Baruch Shem from Achusol Ba'ed is going to determine whether or not Yoshma Yisrael was a Sefer Dvar B'Alma, or whether it was Kriyat Shema. You see again the power of Baruch Shem Tov Malchusa. So we'll see the Pes Yosef in just a minute. I'm trying to develop this Kesedah, you know what I'm saying? According to a certain order. So Rav Osai, I was very excited about this because I thought it would solve this toothache that I have here, this headache, about a hefsek here between Shema Yisrael and V'yahavta. But to be honest with you, I don't think it's right, at least not according to the Rambam. Because take a look, let's go back a few halachas earlier in the Rambam. Hilchas Kriyat Shema, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Do you see the opening halacha then on your page? Umahu Kore. The Rambam is defining the nature of Kriyat Shema in its essence, and he says, Shalosh Parshios Elu Shema Vayim Shamoa Vayomen. Does the Rambam mention a word about Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Salom Vod? Not a word. In other words, this halacha, Perek Alpha Halacha Beis, defines the nature of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. He's got another halacha about Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Salom Vod. For that we have to fast forward to halacha Dalet. You know, the Rambam is very sensitive to the way he brings down halachas. And if he doesn't integrate halacha dalet together with halacha beis, meaning if he doesn't have Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso in halacha aleph, you get the impression that Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso is a separate entity. It's not part of the entity of Kriyat Shema. It's not chativa achas with Kriyat Shema. The chativa of Kriyat Shema is Shalosh Parshios. And then in halacha dalet, the Rambam says, Kishigomer Pasuk Rishon. And after Pasuk Rishon, when he gets to Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, he emphasizes that it has to be recited Belachash, correct? Why does it have to be recited Belachash? Well, it's not part of the Kriyas HaParshios. It's not in Torah's Moshe. So we have to make some sort of a heker that it's not really part of the Kriyas HaParshios. So we read it Belachash. Then look at the next word in the Rambam. The Rambam says, V'chozer V'kori Kedarko. The very use of the term v'chozer by the Rambam implies that he was off the charts, so to speak, as far as Kriyat Shema is concerned, and now he has to get back on, shukam lalota al asus. He's got to get back on top of the horse. V'chozer v'kori kedarko. Now he gets kedarko. V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha ad sofa. Not only that, the Rambam doesn't even define Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso as a mitzvah. What word does the Rambam use to describe it? How does he classify it?
A minhag.
L'fichach nagu Yisrael. It sounds to me that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and then there's a minhag. That minhag is not part of Kriyat Shema. The Rambam has already defined Kriyat Shema in halacha beis, that Kriyat Shema means to read three parshios. And now he's talking about a minog to say a shevach. And look at that. the very fact that the Rambam calls Baruch Shein Kvod Baruch Hu a Shevach, what does that sound like to you, Rav Osai? Is it part of Kriyat Shema or is it a separate kiyum?
Separate.
It's a separate kiyum of Shevach. And why do we recite this praise to Hashem? Rambam tells us, because Shivko Bo Yisrael Hazokeh, Yisrael Hazokeh. You know, we're really just following in the footsteps of Yaakov Avinu, so he recited the Shevach, so we also are going to recite the Shevach. And it's fascinating to me that on the one hand, you know, the Rambam puts such a great emphasis on Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso, he dedicates an entire halacha to that, and yet the Rambam has it as a separate halacha, as an independent kiyum. It's not really essentially part of Kriyat Shema, because Kriyat Shema, as we said before, is reading three parashiyos k'ksava. In other words, Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus is a separate kiyum of Shevach. What generates my obligation to recite that Shevach? It's the fact that after Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Yaakov Avinu responded with Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus. So we're going to follow in the footsteps of Yaakov Avinu, and that's the minhag. But it's a Shevach. It's not part of the Kriya. In fact, it's very paradoxical here, because if it's not part of the essence of Kriyat Shema, and it's not integrated into the Heft of Kriyat Shema, as one key with Kriyat Shema, then I would have said the following, and maybe you'll think I'm crazy, that every time you recite Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you should respond with Baruch Shein Kvod Baruch Hu Solavot. Whether it is Kriyat Shema or it's not Kriyat Shema. What do I mean? Take a look at the Rambam in Seder Tfilas Kol Hashana, and the Rambam tells you what you should do in the morning. And the Rambam is going to have something very similar to say about this, right? In Siva Memva. The Rambam says, we have to add Shevach V'Hodoya, L'Fayar V'Litei Shevach V'Hodoya, to Shem Hashem, and this is all something that we should recite. And then the Rambam says, "V'chayovim." This is what we recite in the morning. "V'chayovim anu lomar bechol yom erev avoker." This is not a psak halacha. This is the nusach tefila according to the Rambam, right? And the nusach tefila is erev avoker shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What comes next? Baruch Shein Kvod, right? No. The Rambam doesn't mention Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu manoem goroleinu. Ashreinu shana mashkimim, arivim, etc., etc. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. No mention of Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Solom. But why? Because he's not talking about Kriyat Shema. So you hear the paradox here. On the one hand, the Rambam says Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Solom Vod is Kriyat Shema. When you're saying and fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, then after Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Solom. And that's part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. If you recite Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu when it's not part of the mezgeret of Kriyat Shema, it's not for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, it's just part of a tefillah, then there's no mention of Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Solom Vod. On the other hand, the Rambam seems to indicate that Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Solom Vod is a shevach unto itself, a response to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, and it's not the essence of Kriyat Shema, which is reading three parashiyos. But Rav Osai, if it's not the essence of Kriyat Shema, and it's not part of the heft of reading three parashiyos, so then why is it necessary as far as the kiyum of Kriyat Shema is concerned? And not only that, what bothers me even more, why isn't it a hefsek? I want you to take a look at the tour in Siman Mem Vov. He also has this presentation of the Rambam in which he tells you that on a daily basis, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are B'nai Brisecha, we're B'nai Avram, etc., etc. Zera Yitzchak, Yechido, Shalom Nekad Al Gabi Mizbeach. These are all our tefillos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we open up the day, even before we embark on tefillos Shachris per se, and then he has L'ficha Chanu Chayovim L'Hodos L'cha, U'L'Shabeicha, L'Fa'ercha. And he goes on and he says, V'omrim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. No mention of Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Solom Vod. And then the Torah quotes Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChosid. Do you see that? Rabbi Osei, this would be on the fourth source of your page, a little bit towards the end of that paragraph. He says, Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChosid, are you ragil lomar Acharav, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Void. Why?
After the Sheva.
This is the one in the morning, right? So he's up in the morning, he's part of the paragraph of Leficha Chanu Chayavim, etc., etc. And then he says that according to Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, it's not enough just to recite Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You have to add Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso and what? But he tells you exactly why. Why do you add Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso at that point? Is the answer is Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says Vayu Mechavim Latzeis Bo Yedei Chovas Kriyat Shema Mishum Shepa'amim Kshaosim Krovetz Mitakvim Mikriyat Shema Ad Acher Zman. So what's he afraid of? Why does he insist that we recite Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Moed? Because in Yitakvu, you know, with all the Krovets, again today, who says Krovets? Maybe some Chassidish Yidden said Krovets, but they are Sfaradim who say Krovets, and they say Notros.
All the time?
Even on a daily basis, they answer to YouTube. What do you say?
What's Krovets?
Krovets on the YouTube. You know, you'll see it in the old Mazor. You know, here you add a couple of things. You know, we the Litvak has just dropped all these Krovets
in
and all the
others. They say it.
Occasionally, you know, but Chassidim more, you'll find it amongst Chassidim. So he says that back in the day they used to have a problem that maybe they wouldn't get to Kriyat Shema Bizman. No? We have a similar problem here in the ELC on Shabbos, but it has nothing to do with Krovets, that I can tell you. It has to do with the fact that we start too late.
It has to do with Krechts.
Yeah, Krechts. It has to do with the fact that the rabbi didn't paskin the right way, but I don't mean me. Anyway, yeah, we really should start davening earlier, certainly during them. Because you should know,
the question is if you'll have a minion.
That some poskim hold that not only does Kriyat Shema have to be before Sof Shmana, even Birchas Kriyat Shema has to go. So you'll see the shots is like
running. The poskim.
Yeah, the last 60 seconds he fits in Kriyat Shema, he doesn't fit in Birchas Kriyat Shema until he gets the goal. Yisrael, he sings
the whole song. Shira Chadash. Part of it or not? You see, a whole machlok is indecisive if Birchas Kriyat Shema is part of Kriyat Shema or not.
Correct. So if we assume that Birchas Kriyat Shema is part of Kriyat Shema, that's why the Rambam Paskin said if you're suffic whether you recited Birchas Kriyat Shema, suffic whether you recited Kriyat Shema or not, so the Rambam Paskin you have to repeat Kriyat Shema in Birchosel. So the Kesef Bishop quotes the Rashba, the Jews of Rashba, that's because the Birchas Kriyat Shema are essential and a part of Kriyat Shema. So the same din of suffic d'oraisa l'chumra that applies to Kriyat Shema applies to Birchas Kriyat Shema. But in any event, that's a little bit off on a tangent. That's because you'll all be Mirza Shem future Rabbanim of Kihilos, and you'll be mocked that they recite not only Kriyat Shema before Sof Shmana, but even Birchas Kriyat Shema. But Rabbi Yehuda Chassid was not such a Chassid. He was worried about people who might not get to Kriyat Shema in time. And what are we going to do now? Oh, says Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, you got to inject Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Moed. And the Rambam here at the end of Siman Mem Vav writes, Tov Lomar B'Shachris Acher Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Moed. Again, he's talking about the Kriyat Shema of the early morning. Ki L'Fa'amim Show Him Im Kriyat Shema L'Kros Shalom B'Zmano V'Yotza B'Zeh. So this is where the Rambam codifies this tour in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. But it's crystal clear, whether you're learning the tour in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, whether you're learning the Rambam, that Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso is part of Kriyat Shema. If we didn't have this problem of Shemi Yisheh, it'll be L'Achris Mano, we would have no compulsion to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Moed. Yeah, just say Shema Yisrael, declare God's oneness, and that's it. And therefore, the Rambam in his Seder HaTefilos doesn't mention Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. It only comes in later with Rabbi Yehuda Chassid because he's worried that this might be my Kriyat Shema. But it's only in the key of Kriyat Shema that I require Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Moed, which would have supported our understanding that Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso was established by the Chacham as part of Matbea, as part of the essence and the Heftz of Kriyat Shema. But the Rambam doesn't seem to indicate that. He seems to put Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Moed in a separate category unto itself, independent of Kriyat Shema, and it's a din of Shevach, that somehow the minhag evolved that we should recite Shevach. But then I'm back to square one on my original question, why isn't it not a hefsek? Now let's ask the following question. Supposing a person recites Kriyat Shema and he omits Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso, he goes straight from Shema Yisrael into the Ahavta. Was he Yotze or was he not Yotze? So let's take a look in the Bach. The Bach says, the Omer Baruch Shein for Bachusol Avoid, Kosa Beshilte Agiborim, Beperek HaYakore, Beshem Rabbi Yeshaya Achron, Piskei Riaz, Nir Rabbi Einai Shimlo Amoron Ein Machzir Noso. He was Yotze. He omitted Baruch Shein and he was Yotze. Vitaimo, the Kriyat Shema, the Oraiso, Lo Yotze Yidei Chovoso, one second. V'taima de kriyat shma do raiso lo yotzi de chavosim lo omro. In other words, if you left out part of the parashios, then you wouldn't fulfill your mitzvah do raiso. But bar shenk for machuso, which is not part of the parashios, eina el takana. Interesting, he calls it a takana. That sounds a little bit better than Rambam's minog, because takana could be the matbea of the chacham. He says, well, what is the takana? Came on the omra Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu made this takana, and therefore we're going to follow in Yaakov Avinu's footsteps, and it's not part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema per se, Hilkach Ein Machzirno. So that's the shita of the Shilte Gibor. However, if you take a look on the other side of your page, the Magen Avraham writes, V'yimlo Amar Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso, first he quotes the Shilte Gibor in the Bach, Ein Machzirno. Ulevush kasav. However, the Levush in his Shulchan Aruch, he writes Afilu Amro. Even if he said it, lo boy, if he omitted it completely, he didn't say Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso, then he's not Yotze. But even if he recited Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso, but v'lo Amro b'kavana, if he didn't say it with the proper kavana, tzarech lachzar, he has to repeat Kriyat Shema. So this is really way out. Not only does the Levush insist that Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso is Likuva in Kriyat Shema, but the Kavana that he has to have in Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso is also Likuva. It has basically the same status as Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Because we paskin that even if Mitzvah ain't Tzrichas Kavana, but when it comes to Shema Yisrael, the first pasuk, you have to have Kavana. But now, the Levush is extending that. Not only do you have to have Kavana the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, you have to have Kavana also on Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso, and if not, you're not Yotze. The Chayim Mashma, he says, I have a raya from Reish Simon Samach Vav. So what happens in Reish Simon Samach Vav? So Shulchan Aruch has a discussion about being mafsik in the middle of Kriyat Shema, Mishum Kavod, Mishum Yira. This is a complicated sugya unto itself, not for us. This is real heavy Kriyat Shema stuff. He says, V'emtze Shol B'Shol. Okay, so there are only very rare instances, exceptional cases, where we're going to allow you to be mafsik in Kriyat Shema. And he gives examples of Gol Bimenu B'chachma and a Melech, fine in all these cases. Oh, and he says the following: in these cases, we're going to allow you to be mafsik afilu b'emtza pasuk. However, there are two exceptions. There are two psukim which have to be read mitchilasam v'ad sofam without any hefsek, not even for the sake of a melech. And what are those? Chutz mipasuk Shema Yisrael ubarach shein kvod malchuso le'olam v'ad shelo yafsik bohen klal, unless there's pikuach nefesh. Basically, I think what the Levush wanted to accomplish here by quoting the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what the Magen Avraham wants to support the Levush, is you see to what extent Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso Le'olam V'ad is critical to Kriyat Shema, because the halacha l'chumra that you can't be mafsik in the middle of Shema Yisrael, the first pasuk, applies even to Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso Le'olam V'ad. It must be that Baruch Shein is critical to Kriyat Shema. And here's where what Yitzi was quoting before, the name of the Beis Yosef and the Gra, the Vilna Gaon says it here. He says, "Ki belo Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso Le'olam V'ad eino ela kesipur dvarim bi'al." It comes out according to this thrust, this shita. We'll call it the Shita Salavush, which the Gaon expands upon, and we'll see the source in the Beis Yosef. Would maintain that Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso is what injects Kriyat Shema with the status of Kriyat Shema. And if you take a look at the Beis Yosef in our Siman Mem Vav, He quotes Rabbi Yehuda Chassid that when you wake up in the morning and you mention Shema Yisrael, you have to be very careful to add Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, because Ksheino Omer, if he only says Shema Yisrael Bilvad, Nira Sheino El Sipur Dvarim Sha'omrim Yisrael Kshemiachadim. You know, it doesn't have the status of a kriya. It's only that we're telling you that Hashem is one, but that doesn't give it the status of a kriya. It's only when you add Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, and according to Levush with a kavana, that's what makes the kriya into a kriya. Is nirishu mechavein achshav liyached u'mishum hachi mevarech Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso din lochein lomo lo lomar Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso lo levad. He's certainly reciting Kriyat Shema. So, Rabbos, I wanted to throw out an idea here, and you'll have to decide whether you like it or you don't like it. Right? Ein po kfiyat dati. So, I want to say the following. On the one hand, we see how critical Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso is. We have to be choshesh that maybe we'll miss Man Kriyat Shema, if we must say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, and that's codified by the Rambam at the end of Siman Memvav. To such an extent that Levush says that if you left out Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, you have to repeat Kriyat Shema. And even moreover, he says you have to have kavanah in Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, and otherwise your Kriyat Shema is kesipur dvar bi'alma. The Beis Yosef quotes it and basically puts it into the words of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, quoted by the Tur. On the one hand, we have one derech to say that Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso is a shevach as an independent kiyum b'fnei atzmo, and it's not part of Kriyas HaParshios. On the other hand, we don't understand, just because we're following the footsteps of Yaakov Avinu, therefore that Shevach becomes anything but a hefsek. Not only that, it becomes perhaps even critical to Kriyat Shema, even though it's a Shevach b'fnei atzmo. And it's so critical to Kriyat Shema that it's not a hefsek. So I wanted to suggest the following. That the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema has two parts. One is Kriyas HaParshios, Tiksovan, and the other is Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. And one without the other will not do. You must have both A plus B. What's unique about Kriyat Shema is that although there are other mitzvahs that entail reading Parshios in the Torah, whether it be Talmud Torah, whether it be Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, whether it be Kriyas HaMegillah, you may find many, many mitzvahs, Bikurim, where you have to read Parshios. And Kriyas Shema fits into that pattern as well. And that's how the Rambam opens up all this Kriyas Shema. That the basic fabric of Kriyas Shema is reading three Parshios. But there's another key. And reading three Parshios is not enough. Because even if I hold the mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana in general, here I need kavana. What's the kavana of Kriyat Shema? Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. And Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim requires Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lilim. When a person says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, God is one, what is the power of that God? Is it Malchus or is it not Malchus? To be Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim, meaning to convert and transform your statement of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that God is one, and make it into or upgrade it into a Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim, I have to describe God. I have to describe His shame. His shame is Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the holiest name that we have. But that shame becomes a Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. And how do I make it into a Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim? How do I upgrade it to that status? Baruch Shem, that shame itself, is Kvod Malchuso. He is the Melech. And I accept him as such. Is Memela Rabosa, it comes out like this. That the Rambam is right. The Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso is an independent Kiyum of Shemach. But it's not a Hefsek. Because it's not just the Tosefes Dvarim. It's part and parcel of the Kiyum of Kriyat Shema. Although it's not part of the Kriyas HaParshios of Kriyat Shema, that it can't be. The Rambam says there are three Parshios. He doesn't include Baruch Shem in those three Parshios. It's not in the Torah. And that's why the Rambam wants it belachash, because this is not something that Moshe Rabbeinu recited. This is something that Yaakov Avinu recited. And it's not part of the Kriyas HaParshios Kiksoro. So how do I make a heker to indicate that Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus is not part of the Kriyas HaParshios Kiksoro? Belachash. However, even if it's a separate cube of Shevach, that Shevach makes the Kriyat Shema into Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. As far as the Kriyas HaParsha is concerned, I don't need Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Shalom, but that's not enough to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. I need to upgrade my Kriyat Shema and transform it into what? Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And what vehicle did the Minhag accept that would do such a thing? Baruch Shem Kvod Baruch Hu. The Mela becomes part of Kriyat Shema. Not the Torah's Kriyat Shema, but Kriyas HaParshias, but it's an integral part, and it's mitzurf to Kriyat Shema as Kabbalah Sol Baruch Hashemayim to achieve that key. Is Mela, it's not a hefz. Now, do you have a page over here that looks like this? If not, you'll listen to Torah Shebal Peh. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah is the basis for Siman Mem Zayin. You're holding in Siman Mem Zayin, Rabosai? Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Mem Zayin, and in the Beis Yosef before him, I mean it's the same person, but codifies the mitzvah of Birchas Kriyat, of Birchas HaTorah. And some say that although all brachas are derabbanon, with the exception of Birchas HaMazon, there's another exception to the rule. What's that? Birchas HaTorah. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Hav Godol Le'elokeinu. But all that is before he embarks upon Limud HaTorah. So the Rambam says in Perek Zayin, Milchus Tefila Alecha Yud, Hamashkim Likro B'Torah. So he wakes up in the morning and he wants to learn Torah. And we'll see that that Torah includes all of the Torah, the whole corpus of Torah. Is Kodem Sheyikra, before he begins to read from the Torah, is first Kriyat Shema. I'm sorry. Kodem Sheyikra Kriyat Shema. Because Kriyat Shema, according to the Rambam, is no less than any Talmud Torah. Right? This is the famous Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Kriyat Shema, that Kriyat Shema is the key of Talmud Torah. Is Bein Shekara to Torah Shabbat, Bein Shekara to Torah Shabbat, Peh, No Tel Yod of Tchila, Mevarish Shalosh Brachos, V'acha Kore, V'elu Hen. Okay, that's Halacha Yud. If you turn to the other side of the page, you'll see that the Rambam goes through the Nusach of the three Brachos. There are certain changes. Sfaradim are more inclined towards the Rambam, Al Divrei Torah Teh instead of Lasso. And then finally, Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol Amim, V'nosan Lonos Toroso, Bruch Atah Hashem, Nosei Nator. That's Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud. What's the source for the Rambam? So the Gemara says in Brachos, back to the first side of your page, Tana Rabbonon, Minayin Lebirchas HaMozon Min HaTorah, Shenem Aviyachaltu V'Zavota V'Rach. Ainli Ela Birchas HaMozon, so I ate, and I enjoyed the physical pleasure of eating, I'm satiated. Birchas HaTorah Minayin. And you and I would have said, well, that's not a physical satiation. There's no way that you can compare learning Torah to eating a meal. Amar Yishmael, no. Kal v'chomer. If you have to be Mevarech Hashem for physical pleasure, for filling up your body, that's called Chai Shom Mevarech. Is Chai Olam Abo Lo Kol Shkei? How much more so for Chai Olam Abo? So the Rashba in Shuvas, quoted by the Beis Yosef, asks the obvious question. Birchas HaMozon is recited when? Before the Mozon or after the Mozon? Anybody home? After, right? I know you didn't want to answer my question because it was such a dumb question. But I like you to answer even dumb questions. So then, we should, if you're deriving Birchas HaTorah with a Kal V'Chomer from Birchas HaMozon, then it should be a bracha after learning Torah. And the Rashba bolsters, he strengthens his kasha by saying that in fact, when we read the Torah, right, when we read the Torah of Tzibur, we in fact recite a bracha l'achrea. And if l'achrea generates a chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah in the case of Kriyas HaTorah b'Tzibur, and we should derive Torah study from Birkas HaMazon, from Chayisha B'Kal V'Chomer, then certainly when I learn Torah, I should be Mevarech L'Achreha as well. Tshuva. So the Rashba offers the following answer. That Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvah on the mitzvah of Kriya B'Torah. V'ein Mevarchem Al Mitzvah L'Achreha. We don't have a single case of a mitzvah where we make a bracha lachrem after the mitzvah is done. Is that true, Rabbi Osai? Do you know of any case of a bracha that you recite after a mitzvah? Let's fill it. You know that back in the day, we don't have the minhag today, they used to make a bracha, Asher Kitshanu Mitzvos Lishmar Chukah, of when they took off their tefillin. Not only that, when we read the Megillah on Purim, again, it's going to be a little later this year because we have an Ivri Yar. Right? Although Rav Lozen says we should read it in another hour.
That's
not
a takana. That's not a mitzvah. No, that's what Tobi Sosa says.
What do you mean a takana? Is there no mitzvah to read the Megillah on Purim? I mean, we make a bracha on Shem Tzosa.
The bracha
on the Rabbon
is different than a mitzvah of the rice or something.
I would have said Kal V'Chomer the opposite. Yeah. That if a mitzvah... If a mitzvah, the Rabbana requires a bracha lachrel, then... But the logic is very difficult, because if a mitzvah, the Rabbana requires a bracha lachrel, how much more so a mitzvah d'oraisa?
Make an aliyah l'Torah.
And an aliyah l'Torah, b'Torah b'tzibur, we make a bracha lachrel. So he says the following, V'al tashiveni mikriyas ha-Torah b'beis ha-Knesset, shem bracha lachrel, da'osam takonis moshe v'ezredi. This is the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Rashba. Very strange. Well, why is a takana fall shy of a mitzvah d'oraisa? We have this Kal V'Chomer from Birkas HaMazon, Chai Shah to Chai Olam. And he says, no, but it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. You can't make a bracha l'achreha. But yet, on a takana, he gives three examples. He's got Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, the Beis HaKnesses, he calls it. There's a bracha l'achreha. He has Hallel, has a bracha lachreo. He has Megillah, has a bracha lachreo. Osa chizuk ledivreya,
no?
But why? I mean, it's a pellet to me. That you would make a bracha lachreo on a takana, but it's takana's Moshe Rabbeinu, takana's Ezra, but you don't make a bracha lachreo on a mitzvah d'oraisa. So I think that the Beis Yosef himself is perplexed by this, because after he finishes quoting the Rashba, he writes the lead near it. He says the following, you know what? You can tell me that a bracha lachreah is appropriate, but the problem is there's no lachreah. When the chacham make a takana, the takana has what I call bookends. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. But not so in the case of Kriyas HaTorah d'oraisa. Yeah, in Kriyas HaTorah d'oraisa, there's no end. So he says the following. Cave under mitzvahs hagoyas haTorah he kol ayom kol alayla. At what point do you terminate? Do you complete the mitzvah Torah? Ain shosh ainu chayim lasuk b'Torah. I mean, he can fall asleep. So onus rachmana patre atchachatvenu shina. But he's chayim the mitzvah talmud Torah. Lo shach levarich lachreah. There is no such thing as lachreah. The Beis Yosef is saying that when the rabbanim make a takana, you have to read a specific well organized and defined piece of Torah, whether it's the Kriya HaTorah B'Tzibur, whether it's the Kriya of Hallel, which is also Torah, the Kriya of Megillah, which is Torah, and you fulfill the Takana, you finish the Takana, you make a bracha. So whenever the Takana requires you to read Torah, when you finish and you fulfill that Takana, you require a bracha. And any time you learn Torah should require a bracha, and we saw that in the Kal V'Chomer from Birkas HaMazon, but there's no lachrem. Birkas HaMazon, I can decide when I finish the meal. You know, after this point, it's cuts with mazon. So the Kal V'Chomer itself is accepted, but we cannot implement it. Now, this I find very interesting because of the brach lachrem in Megillah, which is called Asher Ravis Rivein. The Tur writes the following, that you should not be mafsik between the end of Kriyas HaMegillah and the bracha lachreha. So that means that the bracha lachreha, Asher Ravis Rivenu, is part of what? Do you hear what I'm asking? You remember, like we discussed before, where the Baruch Shem Kvod Baruch Hu Sol Unvoel is part of Kriyat Shema. It's a Matbeah Shetovu Chachamim that becomes part of the very essence and the Cheft of Kriyat Shema, or no, it's a separate Kiyum of Shevach. I'm going to ask you the same question about Haravos Rivenu. And how am I going to judge that? Whether Haravos Rivenu is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Megillah. In other words, the mitzvah Kriyas Megillah engenders or generates a chiyuv to be Mevarech Lachrel, or it's a separate independent bracha. How do I gauge that? Don't all answer at once, because I, Trey, what?
It's a sheva, sounds like.
No, but I'm asking, if I'm looking for a litmus test, how do I know? I want to put my finger on it. I can prove to you that it's part of the mitzvah Megillah. No, I can prove to you that it's not part of the mitzvah Megillah.
Immediate after the first.
Can I make that bracha at any moment?
It's not hefsek.
For example, the Mishnah Berurah writes, based on a Meiri in Hilchos Chanukah, that if you don't have your own Ner Chanukah, you can make Shasa Nisim without a Ner Chanukah. Shasa Nisim is a separate bracha. But in the case of Haravos Rivenu, if you don't have a Kriyas HaMegillah, there is no Haravos Rivenu.
Why is it not a Hefsek?
What's not a Hefsek?
Shasa Nisim, that's a separate question.
In other words, Shasa Nisim comes under two categories. It's a Shevach on the Mitzvah, on the Hadlok itself, and it's an independent Shevach. But Haravos Rivenu, says the Torah, is not an independent Shevach. It's only part and parcel of reading the Megillah. If that be the case, then if the Torah is maintaining also lahafzik ben gmar hakriya lamir sabrocha, in other words, why is this different? We just finished saying according to the Rashba that there is no bracha lachra on the mitzvah. So Bishlam, if I would say that the bracha vasher ravis rivenu is independent of the mitzvah of Megillah, Nicha, but now we're saying, according to the tour, that the bracha of Haravos Rivenu is part and parcel of Kriyas HaMegillah, not only Mafsik. So here we do have a case of a bracha lachra and mitzvahs, but the answer is that Megillah is different. Why?
Because it ends.
No, I'm saying, but any mitzvah that ends. Are you going to tell me that every Takonis Chachamim I make a bracha lachra? Do I have one with Masakin that I'd be Mafrish Truva from Yeroko? So do I make a bracha lachra? You have 50 million Takonis Chachamim. We never found the bracha lachra. And that's what the Rashba insists. So you can tell me that Kriyas HaMegillah is the exception, but why? Because it's Torah. And Torah requires a bracha lachra. We don't have lachreah as a general rule, says the Beis Yosef. But if we did have lu yitzur, we had a lachreah in Torah, then we would make a bracha lachreah. It's not like a regular mitzvah. When a mitzvah ends, that's it. You finish the mitzvah. You made a bracha lafanel, and that's all you have to make. But in Torah requires a bracha lachreah because we derive that from what? What's the source for Torah from bracha? No, I'm asking, what's the source from which we derive the conclusion that Torah requires a bracha lachreah? Birkas Hamazon, the Kal Vachomer Birkas Hamazon. Oh, but the only thing is, I have a technical problem, a technical foul here, because it's never lachreah. I'm always constantly mechuyev to continue learning. But if lu yitzur, I had a takon of Torah where I would begin and I would end, then Erchinami would come under the general rule that Torah requires a bracha lachreah. So Kriyas HaMegillah, and so far as it's part of Tanakh, it requires a bracha lachreah.
I think also Halah has a bracha, no?
Correct, because Hal is also Kriyas HaTorah. So since Hal is also Kriyas HaTorah and has a beginning and an end, because the Takkara requires you that you start from here, read certain parashi or certain prakim, and then continue and complete. The moment you completed Torah, you're no longer chayav in this particular dimension of Talmud Torah. You have to make a bracha. I want to ask the following question. Do you see a paragraph that starts with divrei HaBeis Yosef? This is my tutor form. I'm working on this sugya. And I want to know, according to the Beis Yosef, who says that Vigisa Bo Yom HaValayla means that there's a continuous mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and there's no hour, says the Beis Yosef, when you're not chayav to be Osek B'Torah, and therefore it's not Shaykh Lachreo. So let me ask you the following question. Let's say another mitzvah comes by, and I'm learning Torah. do I have the right to say that my chiyuv of Talmud Torah continues, and therefore I don't have to stop and fulfill another mitzvah? What's that called when I say, well, I started a mitzvah, I don't have to stop? Osing mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. But we know that the exception to that rule is Talmud Torah. So in other words, I'm studying Torah. Now I have a chiyuv, let's say, of tefillah. Correct? So what am I chayav in now? Am I chayav in Talmud Torah or am I chayav in tefillah? Well, if you're going to tell me I'm chayav in Talmud Torah, why am I chayav in tefillah? I'm just going to say osik b'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. Obviously, there's no osik b'mitzvah means that now you have a chiyuv of tefillah, or whatever the mitzvah is. I'm just giving you an example of tefillah. You'll choose your own example. No, at that point, what am I chayav in? Right, hosik b'mitzvah, part of mitzvah means that how many mitzvahs am I chayav in?
I think it's
at one time.
I think it's different because when you're doing giving, you're, when you're helping.
Wait a minute, you're already answering my kasha.
Yeah.
Wait, can I just enjoy the kasha for me?
Yeah.
Just for 1 minute. You didn't have to tell me it's a great kasha. I think it's a great kasha because I came up with it. But that doesn't prove it's a great kasha. That's the kal mucha. But what I wanted to ask was the following. My premise is that osik b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah means that you can only be chayav in one mitzvah at a time. You know, the famous part of the Kotzke Rebbe. The Kotzke Rebbe says, people, you ask a chassid, how many mitzvahs there are? So say 630. Nay! He said, there's only one mitzvah, the mitzvah you chayav in now. And you worry about the other 612 another time. So you only chayav in one mitzvah at a time. So now I want to ask the following question. According to the Beis Yosef, the reason why we don't make a bracha at the end of Torah study is because I'm still chayav in the midst of Talmud Torah. But what happens according to Beis Yosef and Lu Yitzur, I come up with a hechatim, so I'm no longer chayav in the midst of Talmud Torah. For example, if now I'm chayav in another mitzvah. And Halacha says that, forget about, we suspend the principle of osik mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, now I have to pick up the second mitzvah. So I have to pick up the second mitzvah, that's my requirement. Then obviously I'm part of from the mitzvah Talmud Torah. No, if I'm part of the mitzvah Talmud Torah, I should be making a Birkas HaTorah.
Ends now.
Exactly. Here's a case where I have a Talmud Torah d'oraisa, when it came to a conclusion, it came to a termination.
Osik mitzvah part of the mitzvah is only the mitzvah of this. There's no halacha of osik b'mitzvah poter.
Right, so let's talk about a mitzvah of veris. No, I mean, at the end of Zman Tfil.
Torah is never a mitzvah of veris.
And therefore?
Therefore, there's no concept of osik b'mitzvah poter in a mitzvah in Torah.
Okay, but do you agree with me that the Beis Yosef's formulation, that he's constantly chayav, let me read to you the language of Beis Yosef, came on the mitzvah sagoya satori, he kol ayom kol laila, ve'ein sha'a she'eino chayav lasak b'torah. That's not really accurate. What do you mean, ain't Shah Shayna Chayav Lasu Batorah? If he has another mitzvah, then he's not Chayav to be Osik.
That's my first answer. My first answer. Oh. So my second answer.
Now you have a second answer. Ibai Seymour.
Ibai Seymour. The first one is not good. That usually when you have two mitzvahs, you're helping an old lady, and then you want someone ask you for something else. So you're right. Punter from that mitzvah. But over here, over here, it's. The mitzvah is part of the Torah.
What do you mean? It's part of Talmud Torah? It's part of...
It's part of... No, because the Beis Yosef even has a discussion if you should say Lasok Torah or Al Torah.
Al Divitorah.
Al Divitorah. Huh. It says, and each one has a benefit. Right. Says the Beis Yosef, maybe Al Torah is better because also it's part... When you say Al Torah, you say a brother, it's also on the mitzvahs because the mitzvahs is part of the Torah.
But one second, I understand the Beis Yosef is advocating in favor of Al Divrei Torah, but I find it difficult to understand that if I put on tzitzis or tefillin or tefillah, that's part of Torah.
That's
the Torah says v'shinat. Right, but you say I wouldn't say that that's Talmud Torah per se. For example, if can I make a bracha of Al Divrei Torah on a mitzvah?
What the Beis Yosef says.
I can't believe he says such. If he says it, he never said it. I promise. Yeah,
therefore, says that he says that.
He may look like he said it, but he never said it.
Maybe we should say, then he's mitaratz, maybe we should say lasso for Torah, because it's better to say a specific mitzvah just for Torah. But
I said, show me the lashon of the Beis Yosef. I tell you, this is impossible. You know, I don't usually say that, but it's impossible to make Al Divrei Torah on tzitzis. What the Beis Yosef,
not specifically.
You know, no, what the Beis Yosef I mean is that when you start your study of Torah, and then you have to take a break in the middle, and then you come back to learning Torah, in such a scenario, he thinks that he advocates in favor of the Nusach of Al Dibur Torah. Why? Because what I'm saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam is that not only am I fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, v'shinantam levanecha, but I'm also going to take a break in there to implement that Talmud Torah that I learned.
He says it in the name of the Abu Dram.
Wait, slowly.
Okay.
Yeah, but again, yes, I think what he means is the following. I'm going to try to push this agenda because I can't believe that Al Divrei Torah is a bracha on a mitzvah. I think what he means is that in order to enhance my Talmud Torah, I want to indicate that my Talmud Torah includes even Asiyas HaMitzvahs. I'm not just learning for the sake of abstract learning, but I'm learning for the sake of implementing my mitzvahs. So how does that Talmud Torah get elevated to the state of Almanas Lasos? I make it into a Torah Almanas Lasos by reciting Al Divrei Torah. But nevertheless, I think the Beis Yosef will still insist that there's a mitzvah in this Talmud Torah. Now, you could argue that even while I'm chayiv in another mitzvah, I'm still chayiv in Talmud Torah. Like the Rambam, for example, says, V'yachso l'talmudo. You remember that Rambam?
Yeah.
In Perek, wherever it is, Perek Beis. Perek Aleph, actually. It's in Perek Aleph. The Rambam says, V'yachso l'talmudo. Maybe what the Rambam means to say is that you really are chayiv in Talmud Torah, but you can suspend your involvement in Talmud Torah. But the chayiv continues.
What about the
so it doesn't end. You know, right now I'm distracted. It's like Lahavdil, I have to go into Beis HaMerchatz or something, so I have to stop my learning. But it doesn't mean that I completed my Talmud Torah. I'm really chayiv in learning, but I'm in a situation where I can't learn before.
But what if the Rishon holds that when you go to the bathroom, it's brought as a second teretz, but when you go to the bathroom, he says you're still, it's not considered a hefsek, even though he holds that if you have a real hefsek, you need to make another...
because Torah.
But he says in the bathroom, since you have to know, you have to wipe it a certain
so
way.
So you're ready, paskening shilas, so to speak.
So it sounds like he's learning that is really a kiyum of Talmud Torah, and therefore.
Again, I don't know if it's. I wouldn't go as far as to say it's a kiyum of Talmud Torah necessarily. Maybe I don't know. I would be more inclined to say that it's not a hefsek from his chiyuv. So his chiyuv continues. That's what I see. If you take a look here on the bottom of your page. It says the following. He says, "Yeshlomo de birchas haTorah niskino al ikar chovas Talmud Torah ushlemus kiyuma the alfida mikra the megisa yom olad the mitzvah tmidis asher ein lo shir." In other words, don't look at the befall. You know, at this particular scenario, I have to stop my learning in order to fulfill another mitzvah and pick up a different mitzvah. No, look at the mitzvah as it's defined in abstract terms. And the Torah says, V'gisa bo yom v'layla. So if you ask me, what's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? I would tell you that it's a mitzvah. But for example, why are women parted from Talmud Torah? L'vanecha v'low. L'vanecha, not because it's mind grover. Because Talmud Torah is lav's mind grover. Because there's no moment in time when you're parted.
Yom v'layla.
It's yom v'layla. And what? The women are parted for a different reason because the Torah says, "Vishinatum levanech" is a bzudra yalfus, it's a mir in the pasuk. So, in terms of the abstract definition of Talmud Torah, as defined as a mitzvah, it fits under a mitzvah tmidus. It's an ongoing mitzvah. For example, at Muna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is there a moment in time when you're not chayv in a Muna? Or Yira's Hashem, Abbas Hashem, there are many mitzvahs that are mitzvahs tmidios. You know, the Chofetz Chaim in his introduction to Siman Aleph has six of them, right? Based on the Sefer Achinu. So Talmud Torah is a mitzvah tmidis. If it's a mitzvah tmidis, there's no moment in time where you can say you completed that mitzvah. It's an ongoing mitzvah. You may be distracted, and at certain moments in time, you're talking not chayav in Talmud Torah, but the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, per se, in and of itself, is a mitzvah tmidis.
Why doesn't the Sefer Achinu bring it as the seventh mitzvah?
I don't remember. Is it there? It's not there.
No.
On the six? Okay, I forgot it. You know, it's been a while. I should really review that Sefer Achilu.
This is not really, it's not to me in a sense that those ones you can kind of do no matter what's going on, maybe.
Right. But it's still a mitzvah to me, this. But there are moments in time when you should not be involved. And let's just finish up with the inami at the end. The chova zu shall nishay niyochel kaim mitzvah zivisalo lo beinim bracham yuches neyatzi yotzi chovas al yidei birchas kriyat shma shachris vi'arves. This is an amazing chiddush here. that Shachris V'Arvis is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And it could be that the bracha of Kriyat Shema, according to the Rambam Shita, is not only chayav on the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema per se, but it also is a bracha that relates to Torah per se. Because the Rambam holds that Kriyat Shema is not just a mitzvah unto itself, but it's also part and parcel of the kiyum of Talmud Torah. So when we recite Kriyat Shema, we are actually fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And I have a clear-cut raya for this from a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara Menachos says that what happens to a person who goes to work and he cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He gets up very early, goes out to work. So the Gemara says that he fulfills his mitzvah through Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema Shachris V'Arvis. That's the barest minimum of Talmud Torah. And with that barest minimum, he's okay. He's covered his obligation. If that be the case, then clearly you see that the Rambam is right, that Kriyat Shema is not just a separate independent entity, but it's also part of the entity of Talmud Torah. So therefore, when he recites the brachas of Kriyat Shema, that's considered a bracha l'achreya. So let's go over the second teretz. The Beis Yosef says that Torah requires a bracha l'achreya, just that there is no l'achreya. So we said that there's no. The first answer we gave is that Torah is not l'achreya in the abstract sense, in terms of the definition of the essence of the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to me this. And the second answer is that we do have a bracha l'achreya. So take for example, and with this we'll conclude, the famous kasha, why there's no bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So one of the various answers, there are many answers, is that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of Talmud Torah. And he was Yotze already in Chiyuv Bracha with the bracha on Torah that he studied at the beginning of the day. So you see that sometimes there are other kiyumim that on the one hand are independent, but on the other hand, they're part of Talmud Torah. So Talmud Torah is like an umbrella kind of mitzvah and includes many specific mitzvahs in different times, in different moments, in different forms. And if that be the case, we could suggest that maybe Kriyat Shema is another expression, another form of Talmud Torah. And the bracha l'achreha that we need to fulfill in the case of Talmud Torah is the bracha l'achreha of Kriyat Shema. So when we recite Gal Yisrael, we should have in mind that that's the bracha l'achreya not only of Kriyat Shema, but also of Talmud Torah, because the Beis Yosef is of the opinion that Talmud Torah requires a bracha l'achreya. Okay, then we'll stop. If you want to hold on to these pages, please do. If not, you can give it back to me.
What's the answer again?
So what we're saying is that according to the first teretz is that you don't need a bracha l'achreya according to Beis Yosef. Why? Because it's a mitzvah to be this. And even though now I'm chayv in tzitzis and tefillin and tefillah, but nevertheless the mitzvah per se, if you define it in abstract terms, it's essentially a mitzvah to be this, and therefore it's no l'achreya. The second teretz we want to give is that there is a bracha l'achreya. And what's the bracha l'achreya? Birchas Kriyat Shema. Because Kriyat Shema is a double kiyum. It comes under an independent kiyum. Well, Ava Rabba is Lufanel, I think. But Gal Yisrael, let's say.
Gal Yisrael.
I meant to say Gal Yisrael. That's what I meant.
You did say
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
I'm saying now.
Yeah. Maybe during the Shir, I didn't say Gal Yisrael. I meant to say Gal Yisrael.
You did say. Pretty sure.
Yeah,
we'll find out.
Or, for example, in Hashkivenu we have Shomer Sami Solad, but that's really a later edition.
Thank you. Enjoy it. Thank you.